This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
O'clock hour here on a Red Friday. It's time for a Fan Club Friday on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. We've got Haley Lewis from KCSN hanging out with us. It's been a while since we had you in studio. We got to catch up. We'll get your mic on there, Drew. We're good over there. We'll get caught up in a second. I do want to pass along quick news on the Chiefs front. Andy Reid did say both Charles Omenihue and Isaiah Pacheco will be out for this weekend against the Panthers. So maybe that's not surprising considering they were both limited, but that news did just come out during the break. So it sounds like you were not surprised by that either when we were talking right before you hopped on.
I think it's a wise move too. I mean, especially since he was limited all throughout this week in practice. You really don't see Andy Reid ever let a player like get back into it when they're limited for multiple times during the regular week. So I think it's wise. Why you don't need him against the Panthers.
Before short week on the Raiders, that's the other part. I had never factored in the short week part for a while.
See, I didn't think about that either because now we're getting close. Aren't we getting close to that three-game, 10-day span?
Right after the Chargers game. That's when that starts up. Following week, I guess, against
Cleveland, Houston.
Oh, after Cleveland. That's what it is.
That stretch. Cleveland, Houston, Pittsburgh, Christmas Day game. All right, what did you bring in drink-wise? Haley, fan club.
Just canned cocktails. I grabbed one.
What are we drinking? She's got
Haley
her own
already
drink.
Warned me. I brought in drinks. I told her I would bring in drinks or make cocktails. She said she's on a cleanse.
I'm on a cleanse right now.
Okay.
Before Thanksgiving? Isn't that after Thanksgiving?
I've entered my 30s. It hurts more, okay? I can't, during the football season, if I want to show up in the gym, if I want to be able to do what I do to the best of my ability at work, if I have two glasses of wine at night, I have a headache the next day.
I can attest.
I am weak. I can't handle it anymore.
Two glasses of wine?
I just take a break. I just take a break every so often. I get on health kicks too, so I'm chugging espresso.
So I can't relate to the cleanse, but I can attest to the all of a sudden once you got in your 30s for sure, all of a sudden that the headaches were a little more prominent after drinking.
You got to drink more water. Nobody ever drinks enough water
That's true.
I take ibuprofen right before. Like, if I've been drinking.
That is not a good thing to do.
Why?
You're thinning your blood with ibuprofen.
Makes me feel better in the morning.
And then thinning your blood with alcohol.
Mm. Isn't that bad for your liver, too?
Maybe I should drink Tylenol.
Not great to do.
Well, maybe I said ibuprofen. Generally, pain pills.
I don't know if
it's just ibuprofen.
If there are children listening, do not be like Cody.
Don't listen to my health advice.
Oh, man.
Take pills and drink.
All right, so then what am I drinking, I guess, since you're not. If you're not going to drink,
I left you a garage beer and a couple of other.
Drew, do you want the high noon or you want something else? If not, I'll take the high noon.
High noon lime.
There's a spiked, simply spiked.
We'll take the simply spiked.
Oh, that was
quick.
Have you had the high noon pear? Anybody had that?
I'm a big fan of the high noon.
It is the greatest
pear,
flavor.
Huh?
Pear. It is the best flavor.
High noon
out there.
Is beerish, correct?
No.
It's vodka
seltzers. They have the tequila. I don't like the tequila ones.
Nah, I don't either.
But the vodka seltzer ones, any of the flavors.
Do you just not like tequila in general?
I just don't like the taste of their tequila.
I don't like tequila in a can.
What's the flavor of the high noon?
This one is lime.
They're both lime.
Take whichever one you want, and I'll take the other one.
I know Gold likes high noon. That's why it was in there.
I'll take the
Then Drew can come get his other cocktail.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no reason to rush.
Should Cody and I be doing a cleanse after the holidays?
I mean, after listening to what Cody does before he drinks, I think Cody might need to see a psychiatrist.
Oh, wow.
That's too late. Way too late on that, you know?
Like, how long?
Mental health is important, you know? Legit, that's also health.
What goes, like, how long does this last? Because I think after Thanksgiving probably wouldn't be a terrible time to do that.
I mean, the thing is, okay, so I started like a month ago. So I'm into a month of it. I just keep doing it until I don't want to do it anymore.
A month?
So I'm just going to keep it going.
So you just do it until you're like, I'm tired of this.
Well, no, I mean, I'm a very goal-oriented person. A while back, I was like, let's just do 100 days without alcohol. So I just did 100 days without alcohol. Right now, I'm on 10,000 steps a day, working out 6 times a week, no alcohol, eat my weight in grams of protein, and drink my weight in ounces of water. I grew up with a football coach. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm so like...
You talk that way. This sounds like...
All into the health and fitness nutty stuff. And again, your metabolism just dies in your 30s. I've also learned that too. So
you're trying to fight against that.
Yes. Basically, I'm fighting the endless war of aging. And it's not good.
Most people don't, Father Time typically wins, but that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I'll do it for a while, and then the Chiefs will inevitably drive me to drink. That's usually what happens. I said I wasn't going to drink at the Super Bowl last year. No, I started drinking.
Oh, so just immediately.
The Chiefs stress me.
Well, most games this year have been stressful.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you've made it this entire football season so far.
Listen, it's the thing about the Chiefs is that I want to even go into this Week 12 matchup against the Panthers and be like, okay, just put it away. You're the back-to-back Super Bowl champs. Can you finally just annihilate a team? And you know it's not going to be like that. You know it's going to be the opposite. They're going to play it safe. Maybe we'll see Carson Wentz. That would make me happy if we see him by the fourth quarter. But it's going to be like a 21-7 kind of vibe instead of like a 55-0.
But that's the thing. We compared it. I don't know if you agree, Haley. The Bears game last year, where they won by 20-something. Uh-huh. That's what I think people are hoping this game is. Yeah. And so do I. I just
how
often in the NFL do we see that? The Lions are the exception this year, where the Lions...
The Bills are also good at blowing teams out.
Yeah. Other than that, in the NFL, if you win by 14, that's a blowout. This ain't college football, where that happens every weekend.
And I hate to rely back on that cliche of any given Sunday and how hard it is to pick up wins in the NFL, but I just don't think Andy Reid's the kind of coach who's going to reveal what's up his sleeve when he doesn't need to. He's about getting safe wins until it matters most. We have to get used to it, Cody. I mean, it's not
this
fun.
Team, just against the Panthers.
But it just is what it is.
I have accepted it for every team, except for one time a year when I think it's fair to ask them to beat someone up.
Listen, I would love this
is the
game.
Plenty of rest, enough healthy people to make a difference. I guess the only argument you make is the Panthers are coming off a bye. Like, they've got the rest advantage.
Too. Aren't they on a two-game streak?
Yeah, but they beat the Giants and the Saints.
I'm just saying. It's all about momentum, baby.
You're right that Bryce Young has probably more confidence entering this game than he's had maybe at any point in his career.
Sure.
Because the Panthers have screwed this thing up. But at some point, you're out. I don't know. You're undermanned compared to what the Chiefs are bringing. I think if the Chiefs were to beat Buffalo, I maybe would be more concerned. The fact they lost last week... I do think not that they needed a loss, but it allows you to refocus a little bit.
No, it's nice that the undefeated monkey is off your back. I agree. And I'm glad it went to Buffalo. I'm glad that the loss happened that week.
Like, we didn't have enough going on.
Rather than against Carolina.
Like, the two-time defending Super Bowl, back-to-back champion anyway.
It's a lot.
If it had been undefeated season AFC championship game and you were the back-to-back Super Bowl champion, the heat and pressure at that point is out of control.
Yeah. They asked a lot of players like that at the podium this week. You know, they just kept saying, it was never on our radar. It was never the thing that we were going to be doing. But it ultimately has to play a little bit in the back of your head. And I'm glad it's just over. I'm glad it's out of the way. It's not the end goal.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I thought the pressure for that would have ramped up. And like, if they would have beat Buffalo... Once you get to 3 or 4 games remaining, that's when I think it would become realer for everybody, and that would have been more of a conversation. So that part's not there. What concerns you most, if anything, now with this team? Because everybody's been focusing in on left tackle, right?
A little bit of the secondary.
Okay.
A little Mazi Johnson.
You know, I think there's a little bit of an issue there. You get Jalen Watson playing an incredible season for him, up and coming kind of guy. You lose L'Jarius Sneed, Trent moves over, and then you got Watson who was filling in across the field from him, and it was great. There was a good, it started to seem like there was, I mean, it was a young secondary, but it seemed like the chemistry was really rolling. Then he gets hurt. And so it's this, what, rotation of like Shamari Connor, Nazi Johnson, Joshua Williams. And we've seen some of those mistakes exploited. And I remember when I was talking to Buffalo guys, they were like, where is the weakness here? And I was like, offense, obviously left tackle. But when you're looking at the defense, they've been really stout. But I think it's really the secondary where they've gotten exposed. Also, we've seen uncharacteristic things out of Trent McDuffie. One-on-one, 2 weeks in a row. Beaten. That's kind of odd for him.
I also think that like some of that, like, it's so funny because.
But
like,
I think that's the weakness, if there's anyone.
But they're the sixth worst team at getting sacks in the NFL. I'm assuming some of this is directly related.
I get that.
Get more pass rush, get more sacks, and there'll be less coverage to make. Like, I don't think it's an accident that they were a top five sack team each of the last. As a reminder, the Chiefs finished in the top five in sacks each of the last 2 years before this season, and also happened to have the number one secondary. Yeah, those are probably related. Like, they've been covering up some of maybe any of the problems
that
existed before.
Well, the line takes the pressure off. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
So they need a Minshew and all that other. And look, he's not going to come back against the Panthers. I don't know. Whatever. Again, it's the Panthers. If you're going to wait an extra week.
I think this is great.
Seems fine. Do we care? Do you like a Black Friday game for a game you care about?
So
a game you care about. Not just any football game.
So look,
a game you have to watch or care about.
Personally, I love it because on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, so we're off of work, and usually my sisters, most of the family, they all do like a full day of shopping, and they go have dinner. My twin sister and my mom, they all do that.
They still do that?
Yeah, they still do that thing. And so during the day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever, the fact that I'm going to the game on Friday, why not? It's Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What else is going on? So I'm going to go to the game.
I am too. It's going to be fun. And I'm not a Black Friday shopper. I never was. I was always someone who was like, okay, this is the time to veg out, eat leftovers, and get to watch any football that they will show you. You know that
now you got an NFL game instead of just like random college football.
So I'm pumped. I'm taking my brother. It's going to be fun. This will be. I think also a lot of people are going to be in town already visiting family, so it's going to bring a really good crowd in. I'm pumped about it. When they release that schedule, and we get the Hallmark movie the day after.
Tell me about it.
Alex
is an extra in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Acting debut, if you want to call it that.
Do explain where can we see you?
So that's the mystery. They could have. They could.
We don't even know if they cut his scene.
Yeah, Haley.
You know?
They could have cut me out of the movie. I don't know. I think one of the scenes for sure made it in, given what happened in the scene, or like the conversation.
Think they should have, like, extra to cut down for a Hallmark movie.
Okay.
So I'm just hoping, you know, there might be a scene. Maybe I'm walking down the street pretending to shop, window shop. Maybe there's a scene where I'm like cutting across the scene. That's about it. I just hope some of me is in the movie. I don't know.
There's also
a
chance like something he owns is in the movie.
Yeah.
We don't even know that. Can you announce
Are you revealing? It's coming by telling?
They had a sign in NDA.
I think you're fine, dude. It's a week out. Alex got paid extra because they used
my
his
car parked. To have my car parked in front of one
of
the.
Do you have like a cool car?
No.
It's just a regular car.
No.
He drives a Corvette.
Yeah, no. It's a Ferrari. That Ferrari that's down in the parking lot is mine. No, it's just a normal Mazda sedan, and it's and so they're like, hey, can anybody park their car in front of this building? We're downtown Independence, and I'm like, sure. And I didn't know I was getting paid for it at that time. I'm like, sure, I'll help out.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's super nice. There's a bunch of us just waiting around most of the day. Remember, this was filmed in July, so it's 95 degrees. We're in, you know, they want jeans.
Oh,
I'm wearing
sucks.
Quarter zip and a you know, pea coat over it. Like, we're all sweating. Like, sure, whatever. And they're like, oh, by the way, we'll add an extra blank on your like check or whatever.
Was it a good blank? Was it a good zero? Or
Look, it was fun. It was one day, and it's cool that I can say I'm in the Hallmark movie or whatever. It was very little amount of money.
Do you watch Hallmark movies normally?
Well, my grandma does. I mean, my grandma even has like a sweater that says, this is my Hallmark watching sweater.
Wow. So she's into
dedicated.
It. So she knows the lead actor and actress.
Yes.
Because they're in a ton of Hallmark movies.
Exactly. They recycle and reuse at Hallmark, it seems like, because it seems like the same characters are you know, used for everything. But my mom also likes Hallmark to a degree. I think Hallmark's really fun to like watch with your family when you're on holiday break and just, you know, fire, food, just kind of watching those endless cliche Christmas movies.
I think I want more campiness. Like, this one's gonna be campy, right?
Campiness.
But like I'm more interested, like, I'll watch the Hallmark movie, we're obviously gonna go. I'm more interested, if you made me watch a bad Christmas movie made this year, I'd be more interested in watching that Hot Frosty movie than this one, I think. Have you guys not seen
What's
the trailer?
Hot Frosty?
I don't even know what that is.
Is that on
Hallmark? It's got Lacey Chabert. Like, it's Hallmark? Got actors and actresses. No.
Okay.
It's got
Netflix or something, or where's it on?
Yeah, it's
Hot
got
Frosty.
Yeah.
It's got some people you would recognize in it. You're just gonna have to trust me.
Give me those names. Because I'm Frosty. More like a classic. I wanna watch Claymation.
It's a comedy it's labeled as comedy fantasy, 1 hour and 32 minutes. 2 years after losing her husband, she magically brings, let's see, she magically
Craig
brings
Robinson from The Office. He plays Daryl.
She brings a handsome snowman to life. Didn't we already have this movie? It's called Jack or whatever. From
Jack
back,
the Frost.
Yeah, didn't this already
whatever.
Plot already exist? Oh, I have a snowman.
Have you ever recycled a movie in Hollywood before?
This is very specific,
oh,
though.
So specific.
This is very specific.
What is your favorite? What's your favorite Christmas movie? Like, all time?
Christmas Ooh. Vacation.
Really? Yeah. See, that shows your age, because I'm one notch below that. I would say, like, either Elf probably would be my number one.
That's up there.
Yeah. But I've actually never seen Christmas Vacation.
Does Home Alone count? Because that's the answer,
I mean,
for me.
Yeah, Home Alone's
great.
Count?
That would also be really high
A
on
Christmas
my list.
Story is really good.
That one doesn't do anything for me.
Really?
I figure that would be, honestly.
What about It's a Wonderful Life?
That one I like.
That's yeah. classic.
It is. That's boring.
But you got to be in the
it's
right.
It's kind of boring.
I feel like I got to be in the right mindset.
Yeah, maybe that's
for
what
that
it is.
One, you know?
That yeah. one's kind
no,
of boring.
No, Christmas Story does absolutely nothing for me. I don't even like, I don't go out
Christmas
of my way.
I feel like that's un-American.
I love A Christmas Story.
I do
really?
Too.
Yeah.
I like the little brother when he gets all chubby in his outfit. Yeah.
That's fine.
But I was shook by BB guns as a child because of that.
I think hidden one on my list, by the way, that I don't think enough people answer, Scrooged is very high on my
Scrooged.
List. Bill Murray? Scrooged.
Oh.
That's another probably I'm dating myself and like I'm about 10 years older than you.
Are you?
I don't know, how old are you?
I'm in my 30s.
30s? I'm in my 40s, technically, but
okay.
40.
Okay.
I'm exactly 40. So
okay.
I don't
okay.
know. I don't know if we're a decade apart, but we're
close.
Enough.
Close.
Right? That we can round up. I think it's probably fine. Scrooged? Have you not seen that?
Huh?
Scrooged? I think I've seen clips of it.
Scrooged? No.
Yes. No. Have you guys not seen that movie? That not hurt you. You
me?
And
me?
What was
you
one
are Jewish,
with,
I guess. Makes even less sense. Come on, man. Help me out. You don't watch any Christmas stuff?
I just mentioned a couple. What are you talking about?
There was a new one. It was Ryan Reynolds, I think.
Spirited? I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Who was the other guy again?
Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
Yeah, Will Ferrell. That was kind of a play on Scrooge.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was good.
Like the ghost and all that
My
stuff.
My dad couldn't stand it. I thought it was funny. It was like a musical, which I know makes some people uncomfortable.
Like the text line's mentioning Christmas with the Cranks. I've never even seen that.
I've heard of it.
Oh, that's good.
I've never seen that or Fred Claus. There was like that window of time where I didn't see any of those like modern Christmas movies that like hit a window of maybe my age. I'm not sure.
But do you like Elf?
Yeah.
Okay. Elf's
great.
Elf is classic.
Elf's great.
It's awesome.
I still think it's funny. Will Ferrell talked about the movie. He's like, we were shooting the scenes.
Ad-lib.
Well, he's like, when we were shooting that, he was like, this is going to ruin my career. Like, it was just like, this is it. No one's going to take this movie serious, and I am screwed.
Complete opposite.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That's I mean, my that's all-time favorite.
Yeah, it's an all-time type of movie, that is for sure. We've got Haley Lewis from KCSN hanging out with us, Fan Club Friday. We'll get to our game predictions in the next segment or so. I mentioned KSN. For those that don't know, what else? I guess you're kind of everywhere at this point in time,
yeah,
I feel like.
You kind of do a
Before
lot.
The season started, you were working with Rob Riggle on something?
That was fun. That was actually, so the Chiefs contacted me, and they wanted to do basically, so I also work a lot with, I host for Bleacher Report, so Bleacher Report was going to come into town and we were going to do like this tailgate to kick off the season. No one knew the fact that it was going to be 95 degrees and then 2 seconds later, torrential downpour. So they
Bad
have,
timing.
Yeah. So they have me, Rob Riggle, and then they had the whole Hallmark cast out there too.
Okay.
And so we're like,
not me. Thank you.
Thanks. Part of the Hallmark cast.
Yeah. Exactly.
Missing one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we're out there and they, you know, we're just drenched. I have sweat, my whole back of my shirt, which I was the idiot who wore a gray Charlie Hustle shirt. It's just completely soaked. And then we're doing this whole thing back and forth. And, you know, Mama Kelsey's there. We got a lot of people making friendship bracelets. And then no more than 5 seconds after they called us all clear, it torrential downpoured. And we were all just completely soaked. So I'm a Missourian. So I had an extra outfit in my car knowing that was going to happen. And I got to be dry for the rest of the game. But it was...
But some other people did not think that through.
Some other people did not. Poor Rob was soaked. I felt bad for him. But he's pretty cool. He's actually like probably one of the most down to earth. I had never met him before. I had seen him a lot at Big Slick, but had never actually had the interaction. Cool dude. Very cool.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just rolled in with
his
parents and chilled. Yeah.
He's pretty laid back. Also, I think some of that comes from like the people who live an entire adult life before becoming famous.
Yeah. That makes sense.
They tend to be like the ones that are a little cooler about it versus like I was famous at 18
Prodigies.
And say that's a hard that's a hard way to be normal, like, later on in life.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus just, like, he went to the military. Like, he lived a pretty normal life and then became famous.
I mean, that's kind of Taylor Swift, though, right? She, like, lived her whole life.
Well, she was, like...
Oh, wasn't there, like, a film crew following her around in high school? I don't know
she was about her, but... It's impressive she's down to earth.
That's what I was about to say.
Or at least reportedly, as I've never met Taylor.
I have not either, but I hear I figured you both had.
Yeah.
We're besties.
Yeah, I figured you guys just hung out in Lawrence at the Hawk back when she was there.
She tells me to not tell you guys, but when they come in town, you know, we all hang out.
Maybe because you're an actor now, you could get an in.
Yeah, now that's my, now that everything.
Get Travis's new shows and then just be on set.
Yeah, I'll be on Jason Kelsey's new late night show now and everything. Did you see that?
Extra. No, I have. I saw the announcement.
Do you think that's going to be good? Like, do you think it's... It's going to be one, like, I don't, is there a middle ground or is it one of the, like, is either going to be a, you know, flop or it's going to be really good and Jason Kelsey's going to kill it?
I like Jason Kelsey a lot. I think the Kelseys are everywhere right now. So I think a lot of people might just think who aren't Chiefs fans, right? And who aren't maybe Eagles fans or fans of that family are maybe a little oversaturated with it. But I like his wife more. I'm a huge Kylie Kelsey fan. Like, I became a huge fan of hers when she was on viral on TikTok for, like, standing down on some woman who came up to her.
In, like, Tennessee. Wasn't it in, like, Nashville or something?
She was like, you're going to regret the alcohol this. On your breath. You are embarrassing yourself. Ooh. She stands up. I mean, she's a mom. She stands up for her kids. She stands up for her family. And she didn't choose this life. She got thrown into fame. I really like to follow her.
Like a week ago, they were doing their podcast, and obviously they released some stuff.
Yeah.
And you can hear her in the background. He's talking about her, like, with the dishwasher. And she's like, she's got, like, OCD about it. She's like, do not put my business on the street. Like, you can hear her, like, yelling in the background. Being honest. She's like, you don't have to put everything about us everywhere.
She doesn't even care.
He was telling the story about, like, loading the dishwasher and, like, how he was leaving food on the plate or something. Wasn't that?
Yeah, he was saying, like, and he was.
Yeah, there's a food filter in there. You gotta, and it gets clogged.
But you're also not supposed to, like, fully rinse them in order to do it.
Just rinse it off once and put it in. It's the same thing with you guys, like, clean up your whiskers after you shave.
Like, this is not, you're not talking, I'm
clean
shaved.
It up.
I shave, like, once a week.
Wash off your dishes.
You're talking to me like I don't take care of the house. This is not on
listen,
me.
Listen, I'm not.
House
I'm just,
keeps, I've been in Alex's apartment like three times. It's always
pretty neat. I'm just making an assumption based
cook,
off of your sex. That's
this
all.
This is stereotyping.
I am profiling you. I'm sorry.
But I also break the profiles. We joke about all, you know, like I bake and do other like home. I just said I wanted to watch a Hallmark movie. I do lots of like
I think
stuff.
Most of Kansas City, if you typically aren't into the Hallmark movie thing this year because of the Chiefs tie, I think more and more people will
you
be interested
be
in
into
like,
it.
Why not?
I thought it was okay. So I don't know about you guys, but when it first came out, like the first time I heard about it, I thought it was satire.
Oh, like, okay.
I mean, I can't blame you.
There's two movies, too. There's the.
They were joking.
Yeah, there's the Hallmark one that we're talking about.
Like, wouldn't that be funny?
Right. And then there's, isn't there a Lifetime one that's actually based off of, like, a football player falling?
Lifetime?
Yeah, so there's two. There's the one Hallmark that's going to have the screening next Saturday here in town at 7 o'clock, and you can watch on Hallmark. Then there's a Lifetime movie, I think, that's coming out this holiday season as well. We can check on the internet real quick. And it's based off of Travis and Taylor. Like, it's
but
about
it has
a football.
Nothing to do with the Chiefs.
No.
Okay.
But it's a football player falls in love with a you know, like an artist or whatever.
Christmas
like
in the Spotlight.
There you go. Maybe that's it.
A pop star named Bowen. Is that a real name?
Bowen?
Yeah. That's the girl's name. Who falls in love with a professional football player named Drew. After
what
publicly declared his crush
Drew.
On her. Publicly discusses Claire. Lifetime is releasing this Christmas movie. It's a wonderful Lifetime. So
yeah, there's two. There's that one's unrelated to Kansas City, but it's
Can
clearly
you
the plot.
Imagine being cool enough to where your relationship has made two movies
crazy.
Within a year of dating.
No. It's a completely different lifestyle.
Do you think they're engaged by the time Super Bowl?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, I like to try out people for a solid 2 years at least.
But some people don't some people operate on a quicker timeline.
Celebrities different timeline.
I get that. I can appreciate that. I mean, like I just said, my parents were celebrating their 36th anniversary. They dated, I think, for like 8 months and got engaged.
Jeez. Everybody does it different.
It's
they've married 36 years. You can't argue with the results.
I can't. I mean, and look what they created. Like, what a blessing.
Is your brother also good, or is it just like
he's
50-50?
Okay.
He's okay.
He got some attributes.
Okay. So. The text line earlier said they played football with him in high school.
Oh, yeah. He did play football. His big claim to fame is the fact that he sacked Skylar Thompson. Oh. I'm like, well, he's not that good.
Hey, he started NFL games. Skyler started for the Dolphins a couple games.
He's in the league.
Due to injury, he definitely has that in his back pocket.
Yeah, Drake's a good kid.
It's a Fan Club Friday. We're hanging out with Haley Lewis here for the next half hour. We're going to get to our game predictions, of course. Plus, let's talk a little bit more about what's been happening in the NFL, including the big news today. Daniel Jones cut by the Giants. What does that actually mean for the future? That's coming up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back here on Cody and Gold Fan Club Friday on 96.5 The Fan. You guys can always interact with us on the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. We're also, of course, streaming up on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter as well. So we're hanging out, having, let's see, I got the High Noon. You're drinking some specialty.
Bell's Too Hard. It's not specialty. It's just a Michigan beer.
Michigan beer.
It's good. This is really good. Okay. Is there something wrong with this?
No.
Not
I
a did, specialty I, beer. I'm just a regular
I'm
beer.
I'm surprised you have a Michigan beer.
Why?
I guess we haven't had that one before.
I got something against the state of Michigan? I don't remember.
I'm just surprised. We have had more local stuff. That's true. We've got Haley Lewis joining us in studio for another half hour, 25 minutes or so. We'll get to our game predictions for Chiefs and Panthers coming up in just a little bit. The news of the day in the NFL, though, is Daniel Jones. I think we all knew his time was going to end. Duh. Yeah. They benched.
They cut him.
But cutting him in the middle of a season, Russell Wilson didn't get cut from the Broncos in the middle of the season.
No time like the present, though. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like with a relationship, you know? You know what's coming to an end, and you think, oh, because I put so much time into it, I need to get something out of it that's actually worth something. No, just cut ties. Cut ties, get $19 million back.
Are they getting any money? I'm just saying they're not going to recoup
what you already put into it.
That's true.
A lot of people stay or keep people because they think they're going to eventually make it pay off.
They're going to fix them?
No, just let
it go. Is that what this is?
You're not
going to fix you.
You can't fix them.
Yeah. Well, they're already eating the money.
Have you tried fixing someone?
Oh, God, yes. I have tried to fix, and I have tried to be fixed, and neither works.
It's not working?
So just...
Wait, in what ways was someone trying to fix... What were they trying to make you do different?
There we go.
This is great. We always get to relationship advice at the fan club.
This is actually real tea. 5 years ago when I was dating someone, he hated that I was involved in sports. Hated that I was in a locker room with guys. Hated that I was around these professional athletes. Okay. Could not stand it.
You mean a trad wife? What did he want you to do?
Little man syndrome, basically. Ooh. You know, cut ties. Cut ties. You got to cut ties.
He thought Trav was going to dump Taylor and you guys were going to go off to the sunset the next day.
Sir.
That's sad. That's sad behavior.
Yeah,
I don't even know this guy. That's sad behavior.
Baby, now you got back.
It's weird that didn't work out, by the way.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
I'm stunned.
You know, because I was going to leave my career.
Just completely drop it and stay away from sports.
Yes.
You were just going to become like some other job.
I couldn't stand the fact that, like, on a Sunday, I would want to watch football all day. I'm like, that is someone's dream.
Now, did he like sports?
Yes, but not football.
Okay.
Wait, so... Okay.
But he was just simply insecure about you being around any athlete.
Was it like golf? Or was it like he just like only liked obscure
baseball sports?
Baseball.
Oh, baseball. Yeah. Hmm.
Okay, that's not an obscure sport at least.
Yeah, just one of those things. And if you know anything, and you guys have been in the locker room, I've been in the locker room, it is nothing but a professional environment. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, nothing's going down in the locker room. Like,
I've never seen someone be hit on in a locker room.
Oh, no,
room,
and quite frankly, this week, it's me and Karen Kornacki going up to you with a mic being like, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
And not to mention, as you can attest, like, most of the people in the locker room, like, frankly, a lot of them don't want to even talk to the media anyway. They want to get the hell out of there as quickly as possible and get out of there and go home to their families or girlfriend or whatever it may be.
Exactly.
Why is it that local news is the only one sticking to the trope that is like...
They're never going to change.
Asking you the like, what's your favorite side dish?
I know, and I hate it. I remember
we don't have
time,
to live like this.
One time I was told to ask the beautiful question of like, what was your favorite Christmas gift you ever got? And I'm sitting there in the podium room just being like, why? Why am I the chosen to ask this question?
That's tough. It's tough when the boss, because like you guys, and this is like a peel behind the curtain for people who want to know how TV works. I know this because I've worked around enough people who have worked at TV.
Yeah.
They will have like news directors in the middle of the day. They'll be like, we want to do a segment on best side dish.
Oh, and
so
it's
we
just
want
like-
Andy Reid's answer on it. Haley, we know you're going to be there.
We know you're there.
You have to ask Andy Reid today what his favorite
That's
side dish is.
That's when you put your phone on Do Not Disturb, and you hope that they think that you're already there and you didn't see it.
For the Black Friday game on Amazon, they're 100% doing some feature or something recorded the day before or 2 days before.
For sure.
And asking them about, you know,
and for social
whatever.
Content, like TikTok and all that stuff performs great. I get it. It's a feel-good thing, you know, but have the Chiefs PR with a little microphone go do that.
That's who should be.
Like, I'm asking.
The Chiefs marketing team is who should be putting out that content.
Just because I'm the girl in the sports room doesn't mean I have to ask the fluff question. Like, my God, I don't want to be that one.
I think Aaron had to ask about ketchup once, but that was the only time.
They'll pass it around, too.
The only time I remember.
Me ask about ketchup?
Well, yeah. He had to ask when it was like that whole thing, like, it was like ketchup with a steak or whatever. I think Aaron asked that question.
Oh, my God. Poor guy. Good memories.
They don't make us ask any kind of questions. Like now, I still ask stupid things, but it's on my terms.
Exactly. You are the driver.
Yeah, I'm allowed to ask my own dumb questions. Yeah. It's different.
Where do you think, back to Daniel Jones for a second.
We're really pivoted there.
I mean, if we want to talk of just life for 20 more minutes, that's actually, our listeners, the text line, I can promise you, is enjoying the conversation,
Haley.
I feel
like I've been left out of the group chat.
The text line is mostly just like, figuring out how single are you?
We live together. I'm not single.
The text line. I don't know if you want to know every text, frankly, that's coming in.
Some of them are
nice.
Some of them are just saying,
filter them.
Glad you have a strong, confident person. You know, like some people are saying, you just needed a strong, confident person, which obviously.
Yeah, that's true.
Problem solved.
Or someone who just lets you do your thing.
Yeah, I think that's mostly. A really underestimated. Like, thing I would tell someone, like, I've been in a relationship for a really long time, but really underestimated thing I would suggest to anybody in a relationship is, it is okay to have your own hobbies and just...
Yes. Do,
like, you can have
As
your
you
own
should.
Life outside of... You, can
you
do
should have
own
an identity
things.
Outside of them.
Yeah.
I mean, we could... back to the Giants.
We can talk about whatever. You know? Daniel Jones, real quick. Again, I swear people are less interested in talking about this than the prior topic. Who do you think he ends up with? Not this year. I don't know if he's going to sign with anybody this year, the remainder of the year. But the Raiders next year, I think, are in play, depending on their draft pick and if they draft Shadir or somebody like that. Where do you think Daniel Jones is next year?
I mean, I could see that with Vegas. Vegas, everyone predicted Vegas' season to be the way that it has been this year. That wasn't the outlier of the AFC West, right? I think obviously what Denver and the Chargers are doing is quite interesting. But I think that we already knew that they were going to be in a rebuilding year. So that's a guy who could potentially come in and fill that void. For the price is really what I think is going to matter to most teams. Now,
it's going to be $300,000 this year.
Okay, I was about to ask.
Nothing. Maximum.
Well, then...
Because it's offset.
For this year. I'm talking about for next year, though. Yeah. This year,
What would it be for next year? Do we know?
It depends on if he gets a one-year deal. I don't know. Whatever deal Sam Darnold got with the Vikings.
$15-20 million dollars a year. That's what Darnold got. Which, by quarterback standards, is pretty much nothing.
Yeah. I mean, hey, but if you can go in and do what Darnold has done with the Vikings...
He's going to get paid this offseason
by
somebody.
Saying.
Whether it's... I mean... Depending on how confident they are in J.J. McCarthy recovery.
The game that he had where, he had four touchdowns before the second half, was it, or something like that? The thing is, once he finds a system that fits him, and I think potentially with what happened, the thing is, there's a lot that's going to maybe change with the head coaching position for the Raiders. So that's going to,
Does anybody think Antonio Pierce is...
I know that the players love him. I just don't think he's proven enough.
Financially
to be the head coach.
Is the only reason why I wonder they if they would... They're paying...
They're still paying like three parts of their team this year. Well, and they're... He just sold another 15%.
Yeah, and they're paying your favorite head coach still.
Gruden?
No.
Oh, and McDaniels?
The other,
I think, how many are they paying still?
I think it's just McDaniel. I think the Gruden thing, because of the, I think that's done. But I mean, they're paying McDaniel. Do they want to pay Antonio Pierce on top of that and the next head coach? That would be the only reason why I wonder if Antonio Pierce keeps his job. But you mentioned the Chargers and Broncos. Bo Nix has been way better than I think anybody in this room thought.
Sure.
I don't know where you were at preseason.
I was very shocked he was taken so high.
Same.
I was very shook by that. That one really threw me. But then to see what he's been able to do, I mean, I used to live in Eugene. I used to, you know, cover the Oregon Ducks, and that was my first like beat reporter kind of job. And this dude, I mean, he might be the same age as us, but he's killing it. I think he's doing a great job. So
he is. He's too old.
Yeah, my
still just a little, he's the same age as Nick Bolton.
Bolton's about to have his
second contract.
For this year, he gives... Look, I think they're going to make the playoffs.
But he's giving him a new life.
Yeah, he gives him a shot. And even if he gets a second contract, which now it's trending in that already, even in his rookie year, that, okay, he looks like a guy that's going to be a starter for a while. I still think as a Chiefs fan, Haley, that you should feel good about Bo Nix playing like this, because he's not the next Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow. Like, his ceiling is still low to me. So, okay,
sure,
he's going to be Derek Carr for another 10 years. Great.
Which I think is fine. That's a one. I would like that in the AFC West. I don't mind that. I think that Herbert finally has the head coach and what he needs to be able to do or utilize, you know, his best abilities. Again, another Oregon guy who was lights out in college, and then that transition.
Would you have been there covering when Herbert was there? Were you?
Yeah. Okay, oh, God. So I used to talk to him all the time. He was so shy. Way more shy back then.
Can we briefly discuss Justin Herbert, somebody in his circle? I don't care. I don't know if he's got a wife, a girlfriend, teammates.
I don't know.
Someone's got to tell him to ditch the facial hair. It's awful.
It's
grotesque.
Sparse. It's sparse.
Someone in his life needs to help him.
I mean,
I think he's afraid of looking like a baby face. That is better than the alternative of the
terrible face. You are a baby face. Yeah. So I think it's okay to embrace that. But anyways, you know, the guy gets thrown in his rookie season, you know, does a few great things. Obviously, we've seen him play well against Mahomes. And I like the fact that the AFC West has more competition than I thought it was going to have.
Yeah.
I like
it's
that.
Definitely. We were talking about whether or not it's that or the AFC, I mean, or the NFC North. I mean, they're one of the two best divisions of football, I think.
I don't mind it.
Three playoff teams. I mean,
it's better football on Sundays. I like it.
Yeah, it has been kind of a joke. And they're still 3-0 against the division. Isn't that funny? What's the division's record when not playing the Chiefs? It's probably like a 650 winning percentage.
I'm sure they're 0-3
against them.
Yeah, it's been domination throughout. I mean, before the season, we talked about, can they sweep the AFC West? It looks tougher now because of the Broncos and Chargers. But before the season, to go 6-0, they did that 2 years ago. It's not like they haven't done that recently. But in 2022, the Chargers and Broncos were not nearly as competitive as this year's team look to be.
I think they'll both be competitive for a little while.
Yeah, next year, though, everybody's going to be on the Chargers bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have a ton of cap space, too.
I feel like it's always the offseason for the Chargers. That's always the Chargers are going to win, you know, and be able to do things. And they make these really bold statements in the offseason.
This might have been the first year people didn't say that because, like, everyone thought it was kind of like a half rebuild.
I heard a few. I remember someone specifically on the Kay Adams show. I can't remember who it was.
Okay.
But went on there and talked very boldly about how the fact the Chargers are going to be the team to beat the Chiefs and this. Now,
wasn't cool. Donald, not Donald Driver, but I feel like it was a former Packers player. I don't know why. Maybe that was 2 years ago.
There was
just some other former wide receiver.
It was someone who was coached by Harbaugh before.
Okay.
I'll put two and two together here in a little bit.
But former 49er?
Uh-huh. It was a former 49er. Yeah.
And we were like, hey, you're not even, you barely played. I do remember this. It's in the system somewhere. I just don't remember that.
It's in the system.
It is. We've got it somewhere.
But yeah. That was kind of one of those things where I liked, when I watched them play against the Bengals, and I do.
Dante Whitner, sorry.
Yeah, I do sympathize for Mr. Joe Burrow. Like, womp womp. I mean, that's
so
hard.
We don't, Haley, because our producer is Drew.
He's a Bengals
I don't know if you met Drew, our producer.
You're a
Bengals
fan?
He's a Bengals fan. We give him a hard time. It's been a rough year for Drew in Cincinnati, Mr. 4-7 football team.
He moved here, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, and then his team fell apart.
He settled down. They could be 8-2, so relax.
Uh-huh.
Listen.
And it was Dejon Anthony who won you guys the game, so congratulations.
Okay.
Oh, go cry about it with Jamar Chase. That's the best thing.
Yes.
Go throw a fit.
There we go.
He's
God,
good at
seeing
that.
Him throw a fit Chase. On the field against McDuffie was like probably the highlight of that game for me.
Yeah, I can't. Like, Jamar Chase is obviously incredibly talented.
Sure,
I mean, he's insane, but he just does himself no favors.
No.
That we're the team to beat in the AFC stuff from the beginning of the season.
Know.
Yeah. I definitely enjoyed the demise this year of Cincinnati.
It's just, it's like certain players make it really easy to hate them.
Yes.
He is very
Who's the guy you hate the most in the NFL now, currently playing?
Oh.
That you can't stand the most?
Wow.
Because I think
like, truly
Chase,
dislike
he's
or just like.
Way up there.
Truly dislike or just more of a.
I mean, you can do both. Like, because I think that Jamar Chase would be very much
Deshaun
still up there
Watson
on my
if
list.
It's like as a person.
Oh, absolutely.
I actively enjoy his demise. It like brings me pleasure
to
watch him suffer.
The girlies were clapping when that happened.
Like, it's like, oh no, couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Oh, Deshaun's hurt? Oh, what a terrible luck.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's
I hope he loses all of his money in a terrible investment. Like, I just, like, easily.
Yeah, it's that's wild. A good answer for just like truly like just thinking
hate?
Of terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, terrible person.
And his girlfriend
hate
stands by
different.
Him. Just stands by him. I'm just like, oh.
Money is what the answer is to that.
If it's just as a player, Jamar is way up there. Because like you know, he was
I would say Jalen Ramsey was up there for me too for a long time.
Oh, the whole like he was a part of the like the Tyreek Hill special teams.
Yeah.
He's a punt returner stuff. So that would have been up there. Man, I'm trying to remember now. It feels like we don't have our normal like everyone hated Ndamukong Suh.
You don't have a burn book?
look, if we're talking about people I've covered, this is always the part. In my non-radio life, I'd be like, hey, is this person really nice? And I'll tell you an honest opinion on what it's like to cover someone in a clubhouse or locker room in a personal one-on-one setting. I don't think we need to air that out here.
Yeah.
But there are people who are, it turns out, easier to get along with
true.
And better to cover than others.
Very true.
There's a gap.
Oh, someone says, Gold, you know your answer. Aaron Rodgers. So that's
correct.
Probably,
yeah.
That's
also yeah, super easy.
That might be.
Go back to the darkness.
Someone says George Pickens is climbing up their list
and
really high.
The Aaron Rodgers thing truly is just about.
I mean, last night didn't help.
The Aaron Rodgers thing is simply arrogance and narcissism. That's what it is about him. It has nothing to do with some other stuff that some of you think it is. But anyway, all right, we got to get to our game predictions, guys. Running out of time.
Oof. Our game predictions are brought to you by Volkswagen Lee Summit. We can get up to $8,000 off MSRP. Select models when their winter clearance sale through the end of the year. I told you I think it's not unfair to ask for a blowout. So blowout is what I will predict. 30-13. Mahomes throws three touchdowns. It'd be 4 or 5, but Carson Wentz. Sees playing time in the fourth quarter.
I hope
game.
So. I
that
hope
is my
so.
Official prediction.
I think it's more 21-7. I'm going to say 21-7. Right. Chiefs win this one. I hope that we see Carson Wentz with at least getting 5 minutes of playing time.
So I'm going final score 28-17, but I think it's a garbage time touchdown late. Like the Chiefs are up 28-10.
No
pressure,
yeah.
But Bryce Young gets a touchdown under a minute to go
when
nobody cares. I also think because of the cushion the Chiefs have in the fourth quarter, and we know now Pacheco, if you're just joining us, we know Pacheco and Aminu are both not playing. Without Pacheco, I think late in the game, this is a game I would be betting on Carson Steele or Samaje Perine
as
a sprinkle anytime touchdown bet. I think they'll try to preserve Kareem Hunt a little bit, knowing the short week ahead. So
makes sense.
I'll be keeping an eye on Perine and Carson Steele to get a little more activity than they normally do.
Yeah, I was doing some like stats this morning. I think they're 31st. Their defense ranks 31st out of the entire league against running backs.
Okay.
And they allowed, I think, what, Hunt had 19 carries through the season within the 10-yard line. So I like it. It's a weakness.
A lot of yards
expose.
On the ground, hopefully, on Sunday.
Yeah.
Drew, what about you?
Might as well.
Chiefs 35, Panthers 10.
Ooh, wow. So you're
he's even bigger than me.
35-10.
I mean, again, I would love to see it. I would love to see them peak and go over 30 points.
Cody, you're getting your Xavier Worthy deep ball.
Oh, finally.
70-yard touchdown.
Inbounds. Inbounds, baby.
Honestly, more, we're giving our scores, but like more than the score, winning by 10 or 3, 7, whatever. I just think if that happens, that's one. Like if they can connect with Worthy, if Wanye can make it out healthy and have a strong performance. You know, if
they get a couple of sacks.
So
if Nazi Johnson just improves, maybe. Yeah, that's
is that
a great
the guy?
Question.
Is
Kingsley
going
to be active
I'm
on Sunday?
To see which way this goes.
I mean, they kind of threw a bomb out. I mean, first off, they tell us Harrison Butker is not only on the injury report, and then they completely screw my Friday report where we had to redo everything because all of a sudden, no, he's not just injured. No, he's not just going to IR. He's having surgery. And then all of a sudden, 90 minutes before kick last week, they put Kingsley Suamata'ia on the inactives.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
No one knew that was coming.
No, that was a big surprise for everybody. That'll be something to watch Sunday morning before the noon kickoff, when 90 minutes before. But I think if Worthy, the connection there happened, more than winning by 20 points, if you tell me they get this Worthy Mahomes connection figured out and
Nazi
Johnson performs a little bit better, I think that's more beneficial than anything score-wise to come out of this one.
Yeah, I say just get some... cliche, but solid, fundamentally sound football.
That easy, works.
Good, good football on tape. In the words of Eric Bieniemy, he put good ball on tape.
That's
right. That's all I want to see out of this team.
Haley, appreciate you coming in studio. Good to see you again. Obviously, people can find your work, Bleacher Report.
Yeah, Bleacher Report, ESPN, and KCSN. KCSN's the main spot, though, here locally. If you're following the Chiefs beat, find
just
me on there.
Follow on social. She'll tell you where
Haley Lewis _ sports.
There we go. Hope you guys have a great weekend. I'm out next week. Next show with all of us together again. Cody, you and I, and Drew will be
a week and a half,
like a week and a half from now. Hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving.
Turkey Day.
CDOT and Rob coming up next.